gentlemen of the jury, you are the judges of the evidence to be laid before you. Be just and fear not. For the true administration of justice is the foundation of good government.
Famous jury trials, dramatizations of cases taken from actual court history.
The United States government versus Aaron Burr.
Tonight's famous jury trial is one of the most famous and most important criminal trials in American history. Aaron Burr, handsome, brilliant, witty, was the third vice president. When, while still in office, Aaron Burr challenged his political rival, Alexander Hamilton, to a duel. And the bullets which killed Hamilton on the field of honor also killed the political career of Aaron Burr. He disappeared from the political scene, migrated into the Western Territory, despised and deserted by all but a handful of friends. But fate had still more disaster in store for him. On the 22nd day of May in the year 1807, Aaron Burr was brought to trial before Justice John Marshall in the city of Richmond, Virginia. The charge, high treason against the United States.
Famous Jury Trials presents The State vs. Aaron Burr. We'll have tonight's story after this message on KNBR 68.
The music begins and the curtain parts. Beams of light pour color over the frozen ice. Then suddenly, out onto the South Showroom stage glide the skaters. Colorful, exciting, graceful, and precise. You're at Harris Lake Carnival, riveted by the beauty of Fantasy on Ice, a spectacular new show starring Dorothy Hamill and featuring Ty and Randy. Fantasy on Ice. At Harris Carnival now. At Harris in downtown Reno, it's the biggest little star in show business today. Which little? Rich Little. Topping the bill in the laugh meter nightly. The super talented, the unforgettably exciting, it's the life you love at Harris.
More life, that's the breathtaking, earth-breaking review busting out at Harris Casino Cabaret in Reno now.
We commence tonight's famous jury trial.
The United States government versus Aaron Burr.
In an atmosphere of tense hostility toward the defendant, a jury was chosen, and attorney William Work opened the case for the United States.
Your Honor, gentlemen of the jury, the defendant, Aaron Burr, is charged with the crime of high treason against these United States, under whose colors he once served in the War of the Revolution. We will prove to you that this traitor organized an armed expedition with the purpose of seizing the city of New Orleans, and using that city as a base, he planned to conquer all of the Western Territory, including Texas, California, and the other territories owned by Spain, and to make this an empire of which he was going to be the absolute ruler. This traitorous scheme not only jeopardized the territorial integrity of the United States, it would almost certainly have plunged this nation into a costly, bloody war with the Kingdom of Spain. Aaron Burr planned to stab his country in the back, to lead what he called a glorious expedition against each state in turn until the entire nation bowed beneath the yoke of his tyranny. That is the man before you. That is the case the government will prove. I call the first witness for the government, General William Eaton.
General William Eaton will step forward.
Take the stand. General Eaton, do you swear the evidence you will give in this trial will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do.
General Eaton, at one time you enjoyed Aaron Burr's most complete confidence, did you not?
I did, sir. I did indeed.
Did Aaron Burr at any time inform you of any plan or scheme he had to further his personal ambitions?
He most certainly did.
Many, many times. He told me of his intention to organize an army of his own.
And didn't he say what he intended to do with his personal army?
He told me he planned to seize the city of New Orleans and pointed out that it would be impossible for this government to send any aid to the city until too late.
Was New Orleans the only objective of his expedition?
No. After that, he planned to invade the Spanish colony of Texas. This, he said, would immediately involve the United States in a war with Spain. He planned to march south of the Rio Grande and conquer all of Mexico.
And then?
Then he planned to seize all of the western territory of this continent. And when he had consolidated this vast empire, then he was going to march against the United States itself.
Hello, General. The defendant actually told you all of these things himself?
Yes, sir, he did.
Where?
At the home of Mr. Harmon Brenner Hartsett on Brenner Hartsett Island on the Ohio River.
What transpired there?
Colonel Burr asked me to join his treasonous band. Mr. Brenner Hartsett was a part of the plot, and the island was to be used as a starting point for the expedition.
What was your answer to the defendant when he asked you to join him, General?
I told him he was a foul, black-hearted traitor, and I left the island at once.
Thank you, General. Your witness, Mr. Martin.
General Eaton, have you any proof to offer this court that Colonel Burr ever told you any such fantastic scheme as you have outlined here?
My word is my proof, and my word as a gentleman, a soldier, and a patriot.
Oh, I see. One more question, General. Did you observe at any time any overt act of treason on the part of Colonel Burr?
Well, now, that is not the point. See here.
Answer the question, please. Did you ever see Colonel Burr perform a treasonable act, yes or no?
No, I did not.
That is all, General.
But that is not all. Why, that rascal Burr told me he planned to capture the city of Washington and hang President Jefferson from his own front car.
General Eaton, you may leave the witness stand.
I call Jacob Albright.
Jacob Albright. Jacob Albright. Jacob Albright.
Now, Mr. Albright, what is your occupation?
I work for Mr. Brenner Hartsett.
On Brenner Hartsett Island in the Ohio River?
Yes.
Now tell me, Jacob, during the early part of this year, did you notice any unusual activity on Brenner Hartsett Island?
Well, sir, there was a lot of boxes and food that began coming there for Mr. Brenner Hartsett.
Did you know what was in those boxes?
Yes, sir. Guns and bullets and black powder.
You saw those with your own eyes?
Yes, sir.
What else did you see?
A lot of strangers come to the island, sir.
Ever see any of them before?
No, sir.
Were they friends of Mr. Brenner Hartsett?
Didn't seem like any of his other friends. They was a wild, rough bunch. Cutthroats, if I ever seen one. All of them.
What did they do there on the island?
Didn't do nothing but talk with Mr. Brenner Hartsett down there and get drunk. Said they was going down the river with Mr. Brenner Hartsett and Colonel Burr.
The defendant was there all this time?
The who?
Colonel Burr.
Oh, yes, sir. He was there the whole time.
And what finally happened?
Well, the soldiers come and everybody ran away. They caught Colonel Bird, but most of the rest got away.
That's all, Jacob. Your witness, Mr. Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Wirth. Now, Jacob, I have only one question to ask you. Did you at any time hear that this expedition which Mr. Brenner Hartsett was organizing, did you ever hear that it planned to capture New Orleans?
No, sir, I didn't hear that told.
Nor invade Texas?
No, sir.
Nor capture Mexico?
No, sir.
Nor hang Thomas Jefferson?
No, sir.
That is all.
Call General James Wilkinson.
General James Wilkinson. General James Wilkinson.
General Wilkinson, what is your present position?
I am governor of all the northern territory ceded to this government in the Louisiana Purchase.
Your headquarters are at St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Do you hold a military position as well?
Yes, sir. I am commanding officer of the armed forces of that territory.
I see. Now, do you know the defendant, Aaron Burr?
Yes, I do.
Did he, during the last year, approach you with a scheme to separate the western territories from the United States and invade the Spanish provinces of Mexico and Texas?
Yes, he did.
What was your reply?
Well, I pretended to fall in with his scheme, so that he would incriminate himself so clearly that he could be tried and hanged for the black traitor he is.
Your Honor, I object to this cowardly attack on the defendant.
Yes? Write the last sentence.
And then what did you do, General? I waited until Aaron Burr was ready to move. Then I informed President Jefferson of the whole plot placed New Orleans under martial law, and captured Burr.
I see. Now, did the defendant ever write to you?
Yes, he did. In secret code.
I saw your letter. You recognize it?
Yes. It is a code letter sent to me by the defendant.
I offer it in evidence, Your Honor.
I object, Your Honor. There is no way of telling what that code means. The witness could translate it in any way he likes, and the jury couldn't tell the difference.
You mean to imply that General Wilkinson would lie under oath?
I most certainly do. I mean the government would stop at nothing to win this case.
Your Honor, the counselor for the defense is deliberately insulting the United States of America.
Indeed, we are not. We do, however, accuse the present administration of stopping at no falsehood, no insult, no persecution against the defendant Aaron Burr. We accuse President Thomas Jefferson of willfully keeping secret vital papers which could clear Aaron Burr. Is not one who withholds papers which may save a man's life himself a murderer?
Your Honor, this man is calling the President of the United States a murderer.
Then why has President Thomas Jefferson refused to appear in court? Why has he ignored the court subpoena to appear in Aaron Burr's defense?
Order! Order, gentlemen! I will remind the counselor that the President is within his right in refusing to appear in a federal trial. Proceed, Mr. Wood.
May I have a ruling on my objection, Your Honor?
You may. I will admit the letter into evidence if the key to the cipher is supplied and properly identified.
I have a copy of the key here, Your Honor. I ask the witness to identify it. General Wilkinson, will you tell the court?
This is the cipher key given to me by Aaron Burr.
I offer it in evidence together with the letter.
Your Honor, I raise the same objection.
I want no more arguments, Mr. Martin. I will admit the document.
Exception.
I am reading the last paragraph of this code letter.
Read the whole letter.
No, the rest of it has no bearing on this case. You may read it afterwards if you wish to. Here is the paragraph in question. I quote, "All is in readiness here. Advise me the instant you are ready to march with your troops upon New Orleans. We will join forces and then on to Texas and Mexico to realize our glorious dream of creating the empire of the Western world. Yours for victory, Aaron Burr."
Order, gentlemen, order!
Your witness, Mr. Martin.
Let me see that letter, please.
Here is the translation.
No, I want the cipher letter, too.
Why? You can't read it.
Never mind. I want to see it.
Well, here it is.
Yes, I see. Is that the paragraph you read?
Yes.
Yes. Your Honor, I move that the entire testimony regarding this letter be stricken from the record.
Your Honor, that is an absurd motion. The letter is in evidence.
On what grounds do you base your motion, Mr. Martin?
I move that all references to this letter be stricken from the record because the paragraph just read is a forgery.
Can you prove that?
That paragraph is not in the handwriting of Aaron Burr. It is the handwriting of General Wilkinson himself.
The trial of Aaron Burr reached a high pitch of drama with the sensational charge of the defendant's lawyer that the incriminating paragraph of the letter said to have been written by Burr was actually forged. Now, while the court is investigating this charge, we take a brief recess. And now we take you back to the city of Richmond, Virginia, in the year 1807, where Aaron Burr was on trial for his life, charged with high treason. The treasonable paragraph in Aaron Burr's letter to General Wilkinson was examined by experts and finally declared to be, in fact, a forgery. Then, having dealt a smashing blow to the government's case, the defense began a vigorous cross-examination of the witness, General James Wilkinson.
General Wilkinson, is it not true that in the year 1787, you, an American citizen, took an oath of allegiance to Spain?
Your Honor, I object. That is not relevant nor material to this case. It is a cheap attempt to smear the witness.
Your Honor, anything reflecting on the credibility of this witness is relevant and material.
I overrule the objection. The witness will answer.
Well, General?
There were circumstances.
Answer
which...
the question, yes or no, please. Did you or did you not swear an oath of allegiance to Spain?
Yes, I did.
And received the pension from the Spanish government even after you were in the United States Army?
Yes.
General, was it not you who formed the plan to invade Mexico, thereby turning traitor both this country and Spain?
No, I didn't. That's a lie.
Didn't you send Zebulon Pike westward with the express mission of charting a passage for your troops to the Mexican border?
No.
You didn't send Pike out west?
Yes, I did that, but not for the purpose you say. I never planned to invade Mexico.
General, when Spanish agents discovered your intentions and informed President Jefferson, did you not then go to the President and tell him that it was Aaron Burr and not you who had formed this plan?
I told him the truth. Burr is the traitor, not me. I only pretended to be in the plot to lead Burr on. Burr is guilty.
Your past record were more savory, General. Perhaps the jury would find it easier to believe you.
Your Honor, I protest against the unethical, spiteful methods employed by the defense counsel. If he can find no better way of attacking the testimony of my witnesses than by making cheap, low comments about them to the jury, I suggest he resign from the bar.
It was you who put this lying scandal on the stand with this forged evidence.
Your Honor!
You won't be allowed to resign. You'll be this.
Order, gentlemen. That's quite enough. I warn you both against any further demonstration of this kind. Continue with your cross-examination, Mr. Martin.
And to your honor, that is all, General.
Call Horace Whiteside.
Horace Whiteside? Horace Whiteside?
The government placed many witnesses on the stand, all giving corroborative evidence as to Aaron Burr's fantastic dreams of empire. And the case for the government was rested. Then the defense opened and called Aaron Burr to the witness stand.
Colonel Burr, I know, and I feel certain that the jury knows, that you are not guilty of the terrible crime with which you are charged. But I would like to get your statement of your entire innocence on the record.
Your Honor, I object. This is leading the witness as well as attempting to influence the jury, as well as being entirely and grossly improper.
Sustained. Strike it all out. Colonel Burr, did you ever at any time plan or discuss any action whatsoever with any person that involved high treason to the United States?
No, never.
Will you tell the jury what your purpose was in gathering men and guns on Benahorset Island?
I had bought a tract of land in Louisiana, and I wished to open it up. I needed men, and obviously in the wilderness we needed guns.
You did not contemplate an attack on the city of New Orleans?
With 60 men, no.
Was there any reason for your purchase of land in Louisiana?
Yes. You see, since my duel with Alexander Hamilton and the death of that brave gentleman, I have been driven and persecuted from my home and the people that I know and love. There was no place for me to go but out west. I had hoped to find sanctuary on my own estate in the wilderness. But the persecution of Thomas Jefferson has extended even to Louisiana and taken that refuge.
Your Honor, I object to that scandalous reference to the President and to all that about persecution.
Yes, Christ got caught out. Now, Colonel Burr, a number of witnesses have testified to a remarkable scheme of conquering this entire hemisphere, which they say you told them. Do you know of any statements of yours which led to this testimony?
Yes, I think I do. If I may have the latitude of the court, I would explain exactly what I said and what I meant.
Tell us in your own words.
Well, when I was growing up, this continent was the thorn of greedy, selfish European powers. Whole sections of our land and our people were shifted from the rule of France to Spain and back again. Foreign agents were everywhere intriguing on behalf of their country's interests.
Yes.
All of the territory of the Mississippi Basin from the Great Lakes to the Gulf of Mexico was French. All of the far west was Spanish. Florida was Spanish.
Yes, Colonel.
And when I was a boy, I dreamed of this continent. I dreamed of it as one nation and one people, unified under one democratic government, free from the ambitions and intrigues of foreign courts and foreign monarchs, free to pursue their great destiny. If that be treason, gentlemen of the jury, then I am indeed a traitor. I readily admit that I have discussed with other men the possibilities of expanding our young country to the West. I believe the Great West should logically become a part of the United States of America. Our country's destiny is westward. I believe the day will come when the stars and stripes will fly entirely across this continent, from coast to coast. That is the destiny of these United States. And I stand ready, and have always stood ready, to aid in any plan or join in any expedition which seeks to make that dream become a reality. If that be treason, gentlemen of the jury, then I am indeed a traitor.
That is all, Colonel. Your witness.
Mr. Burr, while you were dreaming your fine dreams, did you not also dream of Aaron Burr wearing a crown of gold and ruling over this vast continent?
No, Mr. Wirt, I never dreamed of setting myself up as a tyrant. Only a few years ago in a war, I fought to free my country from the yoke of tyrants.
Did you? Your Honor, I ask that the impertinence of the witness be stricken.
Write the last part.
Mr. Burr, do you deny that you organized an expedition of armed men on Blennerhassett Island?
No.
Do you deny that you were in correspondence with General Wilkinson at that time?
No.
Do you deny that you sought to enlist his aid in a conspiracy to overthrow the government of these United States?
Yes. With all my heart, I deny it.
That's all, Mr. Burr.
The defense rests, Your Honor.
The government rests. Proceed with your summation, please, Mr. Martin.
Gentlemen of the jury, you have listened for many days to the meanest and most despicable attempt to besmirch the character and destroy the person of one of the greatest men of our time. The prosecution has been a persecution, a most wicked persecution. Have we already, under our newly born democracy, reached a point where a trial in a court of justice in which life is at stake shall be but a mockery to gratify the bloodthirsty enemies of this man? Is there a man among you who believes that this brave soldier could ever have entertained a malicious thought against his country? You have heard this distinguished gentleman from the witness stand described more exactly than is in my poor power to picture the inspired motives which have guided his every act, those same acts which forged letters and perjured testimony have here sought to misinterpret. Gentlemen, the life and honor of Aaron Burr are in your hands. I can accept but one answer from you. Aaron Burr is not guilty of treason.
Order, please. Come up for the government, please, Mr. Worth.
May it please your honor and gentlemen of the jury. Yours is a great and solemn duty. You are here assembled to protect and preserve the unity of our United States of America, the homeland which so many of you defended so bravely at Valley Forge, at Ticonderoga, and at Yorktown. I envy you, gentlemen of the jury. I envy you because once again you are called upon to defend your country, not from enemies beyond our borders, but from traitors within. Before you sits Aaron Burr, charged with the crime of high treason against the country under whose colors he once served.
in the war of the revolution. Aaron Burr has made no defense for himself here in this courtroom. He has been pleased merely to deny the charge, to lie. That is the sole defense.
Are you gentlemen going to believe the word of the coward who shot down one of this country's most honored statesmen in cold blood? Are you going to believe the word of this coward and disbelieve all the witnesses who've appeared in this courtroom to tell you that Aaron Burr is a traitor? You have heard a dozen reputable, honored, impartial men. Do you believe all of these patriots were lying and that Aaron Burr was telling the truth?
Gentlemen of the jury, Aaron Burr has forgotten his country. But you, gentlemen of the jury, you have not forgotten.
The jury is returning after being out for more than a day to deliver their verdict on Aaron Burr.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
How do you find?
We find the defendant, Aaron Burr, not guilty.
And so ended the history-making trial of Aaron Burr, a man unjustly accused of treason, whose trial today is remembered as one of the most significant in American history. Famous jury trials, the drama of the courts drawn from actual courtroom cases. This is a Grace Gibson radio production.